Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, September 7, 2023. Stand up for your country. So President Biden's off to India for the economic summit. Putin and Xi aren't showing up. No problem. Putin and Xi are causing havoc. And if they're there, Putin couldn't be there because he's blackballed now from going anywhere. Xi is sending his foreign minister or something. But it doesn't matter. They're not there. This whole thing is basically to foster economic cooperation worldwide. Some of that is in place and some of it isn't. I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other on these economic summits. Meantime, back here in the USA, the Justice Department is in full damage control mode over Hunter Biden. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So, as you may have heard, it's been widely reported, special counsel David Weiss, he's a U.S. attorney in Delaware, and who's been investigating Hunter Biden for more than 4 years. And he engineered that ridiculous plea bargain that the judge threw out because it would have protected Hunter Biden forever against any other charges. Just this is ridiculous. Weiss was behind that. He was ordered to do it by his boss, Attorney General Merrick Garland. So you know the fix is in, right? But the pressure on the Justice Department is huge. So Weiss now says at the end of September, we're going to charge Hunter with another gun thing. Okay. What's really going on here is that Weiss, the special counsel, doesn't want any financial stuff in play. He may have to because the IRS has uncovered that Hunter Biden dodged about $1,200,000 in taxes. Now, Hunter did pay it back. He didn't. Some guy in California loaned the money to him, which Hunter will never pay back, and they satisfied the judgment, but it's still a crime. Still a crime. But Weiss isn't wanting part of that because that may lead back to Joe Biden, that financial stuff. But the gun thing won't, which is why Weiss is doing it. This is so ridiculous. All right. Now, we don't know exactly what the gun thing will be. It's probably going to be broken on September 29th. That's when the judge said you got to, you know, reinstitute the charges. So that's what Weiss will do. What he's going to do about the obvious crimes in the tax realm, nobody knows. But what you should know and understand is that this is not an honest Justice Department. And that's really disturbing to me as an American. Okay? So how I know this is appalling is that the FBI is not involved with this. As far as we know, there's been no statement by the FBI, we're investigating Hunter Biden. We're investigating allegations of bribery of Joe Biden when he was vice president. Nothing. The only investigative agencies we know of are the two House committees, Oversight and Judiciary. FBI sitting it out. Are you kidding me? Sitting it out? That's your job. Your job is to investigate allegations that have been backed up by whistleblowers. Okay, there's evidence here. The House committees have uncovered all kinds of shill corporations, all kinds of money transfers to the tune of more than $20 million. FBI sits it out? That's corruption. What are we paying these people for? Okay, I don't care about Hunter Biden's gun charge. Yeah, he lied on his application. He got a handgun when he was addicted to drugs. You can't do that. Okay, punish him. But far and away, the Biden family grift, G-R-I-F-T, is the big deal. Where's the FBI? Nowhere. Now, I was on News Nation last night, and this came up. Roll the tape. I don't want Hunter Biden to go to prison. I don't care about Hunter Biden going to prison. I will tell you that it is outright corruption for the Federal Bureau of Investigation to ignore serious allegations that the family of a vice president grifted more than $20 million.
I just don't know why you're saying it's being ignored. I don't know why you're saying that it's not.
Because they're not investigating Cuomo.
But you don't know what Weiss is going to put in this indictment.
There's no investigation from the FBI.
But you don't know what Weiss.
The FBI is the enforcement arm. Weiss just sits in his office.
The FBI is the investigative arm, hence the word I for investigation.
It's the enforcement arm of getting evidence. The FBI gets a warrant. They go to Manafort's house. They kick in the door. They're looking for evidence. But there's no FBI investigation to the Biden family.
But then who do you think
there's
is doing
no
investigating for Weiss?
Law.
And you don't think he's coordinating with the FBI? You think he's just ignoring that asset?
I don't know what he's doing, but the FBI has not said a peep about
that
any
That doesn't mean they're not looking at it.
If they were looking at it, then they would say there's an investigation underway because the FBI is now being humiliated. And they always say, oh, we have an active investigation. We can't comment. Right? The FBI is not looking into this. It's not. Because there isn't one statement on the record by any FBI official saying that they're involved. And the IRS came up with all of the stuff about Hunter Biden not paying his taxes. What did the FBI come up with? Remember, this is almost 5 years. Remember that. So Cuomo, you know, look, his job to defend the Biden family, that's what he sees his job as. It doesn't matter to me. As an American, I am just outraged about this FBI. Now, on September 20th, as we reported, Attorney General Merrick Garland scheduled to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee. They got to ask him first questions. Is the FBI looking at the Bidens? You know, he can't say I can't comment on that. He has to say the investigation's underway. I can't comment. He can say that, but then we would know there's an investigation underway, right? There's no investigation underway. Now, there may be by the time Carlin gets there, because believe me, he knows. And every question they're going to ask him, he's going to say this thing. Oh, I can't comment. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. You know, but he'll be humiliated. So this whole mess is a colossal example of corruption at the federal level. There's no other doubt about it, okay? I mean, I'm a historian, and there have been bad, bad presidents, okay? U.S. Grant, he allowed his brother-in-law to run wild, steal money from the Indians. Warren Harding, I mean, on and on and on and on, okay? But this Biden thing's right up there. It's right up there with all of the past corruption. And it's being, you know, people, the mainstream media largely ignores it, right? And then the Justice Department is run by corrupt Merrick Garland. Boy, is this depressing, you know? Anyway, as I've been reporting, autumn, which we are entering into in 2 weeks, not going to be a good season for Joe Biden. It's not. They're going to come out drip, drip, drip. This is the House committees. Justice Department not going to do anything. They'll try to get Hunter Biden in a position where he pleads guilty to some gun thing. Maybe the tax evasion, doesn't do any time, doesn't have to testify. But other people are going to come forward. And you mark my words. That's the memo.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in Team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, as mentioned, top of the program, the president's off to New Delhi, India, one of the worst cities on the planet. The Indian government has spent about $30 million gussing up New Delhi. I don't know how you do that. The poverty there is just, you go to India, I mean, there are interesting things to see in that country, but the poverty is something you have never seen anywhere on this planet, because there's so many people. India is the most populated country in the world. And 80% of Indians don't have anything. And it's polluted, and it's a rough, rough place. There's no Club Meds in India, okay? So he's off. Now, Donald Trump. So in Colorado, there is a group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics. It's a hate Trump group. They filed a lawsuit that says that Trump should not be allowed to run for president, should not be allowed to be put on any ballots because of the 14th Amendment. This is another ridiculous, absurd situation. So let me read you the passage of the 14th Amendment. Bear with me here. Quote, no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector or president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive judicial officer of any state support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Okay, so Donald Trump is not charged with insurrection or rebellion in any of his cases. And believe me, if there was evidence that he provoked or planned or did anything before the January 6th riots, he would have been charged with insurrection. Now, I know he didn't. He was caught by surprise, Trump was, on January 6th. I know that for a fact, okay? Because I have seen the stuff he sent over to the Pentagon, alerting the National Guard, and all of that. Trump did not want any trouble, any violence. Okay, so the insurrection thing is BS, didn't happen. But that doesn't matter to the Trump haters. Now, one piece of history. This whole 14th Amendment, Section 3, came up after the Civil War. Andrew Johnson was president. In the South, which was being occupied by Northern forces, there were Confederate generals and officers who wanted to run for governor of Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina. Okay, that's why this was passed. So a guy like Nathan Bedford Forrest, a Confederate general, founder of the Ku Klux Klan, blatant racist, he wanted to run for governor of Louisiana, and the federal government said, you can't. You took up arms against the United States, you can't. That's why this was put in, just so you know. So Georgetown University professor Jonathan Turley, I believe is an honest man, he pointed that out, that this does not apply to Donald Trump, cannot apply to Donald Trump. Enter, okay, Lawrence Tribe, who is a law professor at Harvard. Roll the tape.
Mr. Turley doesn't know what he's talking about. The fact that there was no charge of incitement, no conviction, that's not the point. This provision was written specifically as an alternative, saying whether you're convicted or not, and they didn't expect people to be convicted under President Andrew Johnson after the Civil War. Whether you're convicted or not, that's a separate matter. But if you engage in an attempt to overturn the government, you shouldn't be entrusted with power again.
Okay, so that's just insane what he's saying. If you engage, well, who decides that? You, Lawrence Tribe, who hates Trump? Let me just show you what Lawrence Tribe recently tweeted about Trump. Quote, Trump just can't help being disgusting, but that's not nice, so he won't call him that. We want to be civil, right? So he won't say how gross Trump is and won't call him abominable, unquote, Lawrence Tribe. This is a Harvard professor. Okay. So Tribe doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about anything. You can't just say, I think you tried to destabilize the government. You tried to foster an insurrection. I could say that about The View. I could say that about The New York Times. In my opinion, they don't like the United States and would like to see it overthrown and progressives put into power, right? You could say that. And you could back it up 50 different ways. You can't have that as your standard. And it was obvious that Confederate generals and officers took up arms. He said, you don't have to be convicted. Nobody would be convicted under Andrew Johnson. It's not a matter of being convicted. They took up arms. Everybody knew that. Now, Tribe thinks or believes, because he wants to believe it, that Trump provoked an insurrection. But there's absolutely no evidence, as I said at the beginning of this, to back that up. And if there were, he'd be charged with it. So if you agree with Tribe and this lawsuit, then any political candidate could be charged with some kind of insurrection. Well, you did this. You broke a window. You did that. You assaulted. I mean, come on. No standards at all. So anyway, this isn't going to get anywhere. All right. Supreme Court would throw this out in a heartbeat. It's not even going to get there, I don't think. But Colorado's a pretty loopy place now. When I lived there, it was one of the best places I've ever lived. Now, it's ozone, and this is a local action in Colorado. Okay? But it will go federal. All right. Let's go to Atlanta. Fannie Willis. You love her, right? So here's Fannie. Get her picture up there. What, she is so brilliant, I can't even tell you how brilliant she is. She walks in the courtroom, and not her, but her prosecutor, Nathan Wade, says, we want to try 19 people at the same time for undermining the Georgia vote, presidential vote. I want to get 19 people in a courtroom, same time, including President Trump. We want to bring in 150 witnesses. This is one trial. So I guess they're going to hold that in the hockey arena in Atlanta, right? Couldn't hold it in a courtroom. So you got 19 people, 40 lawyers, 150 witnesses, and then you got a jury. 12 people going to keep track of 19 different situations with evidence on both sides. So a five-year-old would go, you know, I mean, you can't do that. Fannie wants to do it because Fannie doesn't care about this. She knows it's a fiasco. Everybody knows it's a fiasco. Everybody knows it. She just wants to create mass chaos. Now, the judge, to his credit, all right, said this yesterday. Go.
It sounds like the state is still sticking to the position that all these defendants should remain, and they want to address some of these removal issues. I'm willing to hear that. I remain very skeptical.
All right, that's Judge Scott McAfee. Remain skeptical. Hey, listen, Judge, this is not going to happen. You know it. He's got to do that. But, you know, what I'm trying to get across to you today, and this is important for everybody who watches and listens to the No Spin Lose. We're living in a corrupt country now. So we've always had elements of corruption, always, since George Washington. But now the corruption has overwhelmed the justice system. Remember, Fannie Willis is part of the U.S. justice system, not a federal prosecutor. She's a county, state prosecutor, okay? But it's all tied in. And you get a law professor at Harvard, Lawrence Tribe, just utter nonsense. I mean, his students must be just appalled. Like, what are you talking about? This is, they come close to barring a person from running the United States because you think he did something? And then he points back to the people who were disbarred from running were Confederate officers. And he, I mean, that's the comparison he's making to Donald Trump. It's just, so I'm sitting there, I'm going, am I the only one that's outraged by this? I don't think so. And the problem is that if you watch cable television, the corporate people, they are anti-Trump. We all know that, okay? But their anchors aren't smart enough to figure out anything. They don't know anything. And then on the right, Fox News Channel, Newsmax, they get you lost in the weeds. And they're throwing so much stuff at you, you can't understand what they're talking about. Well, this and this and this and this and this and this. And it's like, whoa, wait. You got to simplify it. And the truth is, the people in charge of the federal and some states, Colorado, Georgia, California, New York, are corrupt. They're using the law to punish political opponents. That's what they're doing. Okay, let's go to the economy. U.S. home purchase applications fall to the lowest in 30 years. This is, see, it's, what's going to happen next year is Bidenomics. I mean, it's going to come back to bite him if he's still there, which I don't know when he's going to quit, but I still believe he will. So the Mortgage Bankers Association says that this week there have been fewer mortgage applications at any time in 30 years. Now, that's what that does is if you don't buy a home, if banks can't lend the money and the construction people can't come in and rehab the house, and it spirals down into the entire economy, particularly the banks. If you hold bank stocks, you've seen them go down the last 2 weeks. Now, why is this happening? Because the interest rates are so high. And why are the interest rates so high? Because the Fed had to raise them to bring inflation that Joe Biden caused himself down. I mean, it's Biden's behind the border madness and the economic madness. And there he is, 40% of the public still vote for him. San Francisco tops the United States in plunging home values. Any surprise? And it's going to get worse. So all of the people in San Francisco bought these ultra expensive townhouses down in the certain districts. They're losing money like crazy, and the home values are just toppling. So they're number one. 12% of all homes sold in San Francisco during the last 3 months were less than the purchaser paid. So people are losing money if they have to sell. Detroit is next, Chicago, New York, Cleveland. They're all coming down big time. San Francisco, you know why. There's public disorder throughout the city. It's almost unlivable there now. Thank you, Progressive Movement. Thank you very much.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus, Smart Life. Okay, so I'm getting more conservative in my investments. I have some mutual funds and individual stocks. I'm not selling now, but I am not buying now. So I got to put my money someplace, right? You're probably the same way. You want a safe place to put your money. So we do some research for you. There is a money market savings account that pays 5.25%. It's the highest rate we could find, right? It's out of MidFirst Bank, all right? Now, MidFirst Bank is FDIC insured, okay, up to $250,000. And you can get into it. It's, you know, you don't want to walk there because I don't even know where it is. But there is an online bank, VIO Bank, okay, that MidFirst Bank owns. And you get the five and a quarter. Now, I am not recommending this because I don't know the health of MidFirst Bank or VIO Bank. You need to check it out. And that's easy to do. VIOBank.com/CD. VIO Bank, one word, VIOBank.com/CD. You check it out. You feel comfortable? Okay, you don't? I can't recommend stuff. I can tell you that I'm being very, very careful with my money at this juncture. Anyway, Smart Life, if you do check it out and you send me bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, tell me what you think. Okay, so we reported on Tuesday that the Chino School District, Chino Valley, voted 4-1, the school board, that parents have to be alerted if their children are trying to change their gender in school, which means they're trying to go to a opposite gender locker room or bathroom, or they want to be, Sally wants to be called Lenny. Okay, so 4-1, if that happens, parents have to be notified. Well, California judge has blocked it. Thomas Garza, okay, San Bernardino County Superior Court judge, has blocked it. Remember, the state of California is suing Chino Valley School District. They don't want the parents to know anything. Nothing. Now, in the end, I don't know. California is pretty crazy. So I don't know how this is going to work out. But I do know that this is an attack on parenting. And the national implications of this are that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who's down with this, he doesn't want parents to know. He doesn't want parents to know if their kids have abortions, if their kids are sexually assaulted, if their kids are trying to change genders. He doesn't want them to know. Gavin doesn't want them to know. Just that means he'll never be elected president of the United States. Because no matter what party you're in, no matter what ideology you hold, if you don't understand that parents have rights too, particularly regarding their children, if you don't get that, then you're a communist. That's who you are, because that's communism. In communism, those nations, parents have no rights. The state runs the child. That's it. So Gavin, you know, you're not going to be president. U.S. News, best countries and worst countries. Okay. Let's put them on up. The criteria was you had to reach a certain economic plateau that Afghanistan and Iraq didn't reach. So here are the best countries in the world, according to U.S. News. Switzerland. Now, I could live in Switzerland. I've been to every canton. It is a beautiful, orderly, safe, relatively country. Canada. Could not live in Canada. Way too intrusive on the government, Ottawa. Freedom there is not what I need. Sweden. Too cold for me. 11 million Swedes. I don't want to live in Sweden. Australia. I could live there. It's a little loopy, but I could live in Australia. U.S. is 5. U.S. presents the most opportunity of anywhere in the world. Japan, I couldn't live in Japan, but it's an okay country. Germany, no way. New Zealand, I haven't been there. I got to get to New Zealand. And the U.K., I already lived there for a year. I didn't want to live there. It's a class system that I don't like. And 10, Netherlands, you know, it's like Sweden, same thing. All right, here are the worst. Okay, here are the worst. Iran. Okay. We all know Belarus, that's Putin. He runs it. Lebanon, every 2 minutes, something's exploding. Kazakhstan, scorching hot in the summer, freezing cold in the winter. Uzbekistan, same thing. Serbia, a lot of fighting, a lot of crime. Honduras, run by drug gangs. Myanmar, fascist government, will shoot you in the head for no reason. Algeria, totally out of control. Cameroon, Africa, same thing. Now, other notable countries are China is the 20th best country. I mean, somebody's on drugs. If China is the 20th, it should be the worst. Yet, no freedom at all. India, 30. Mexico, 33. The drug cartels would like that. Russia, 37. I mean, this list is ridiculous. It really is. Ukraine, 68. So, they're amusing. The lists are amusing, but they mean nothing. This week in history, September 8th, 1965, a call went out for four young men to join a band. Roll the tape. All right, the Monkees, thousands of auditions. Four guys made it. Mickey Dolenz, Michael Nesmith, Peter Tork, Davy Jones. Dolenz, the only survivor, 78 years old. And they had a show, two seasons, the Monkees. I never watched the show. Never. Not once. They sold 75 million albums. Okay, that's impressive. And Daydream Believer, that was written by who? Who wrote it? Neil Diamond. There you go. So the Monkees, it was obviously a ripoff of the Beatles, and Hollywood just put it together. But some of their stuff is pretty good. It really isn't. It's not like some of these other Milli Vanilli. Remember Milli Vanilli? No. But this went out 58 years ago. Wow. And it was a whole surge of people, and these four guys made it. And they didn't get paid a lot, though. Ready? Weekly salary first year for the TV show, $450 each. Are you kidding me? Even 58 years ago. Second, $750 a week. The cast of Friends made, like, I don't even want to think about it. Anyway, Monkees, you know, some of their tunes are okay. Never watched the show. Mail segment and a final thought. What is the final thought here? Let me just tell you about the final. Vivek. We got to tell you about him. We'll be right back. Okay, let's go to the mail. Jim Pascal, Queen Creek, Arizona. Trump's issues are legal. They affect him alone, not the entire country. Biden's issues affect the entire country. I think Trump's issues affect the entire country. I mean, he is the standard bearer right now in the Republican Party. So I disagree with you, Jim. Gentleman's disagreement, though. Ralph, concierge member. Now, concierge membership, we've gone over this. It is insurance policy for your life. Okay? Check it out, BillO'Reilly.com. Become a concierge member. I'm telling you, you got me on your side. Direct access. So Ralph says, Bill, we all know that Biden is not there mentally, so he doesn't know right from wrong. It's his staff that is putting forward policies. He's just the man to get the message out there, and anyone who would vote for him is not voting for him, but the policies the staff is pushing. That's right. The progressive movement controls Biden. So you're voting for the progressive movement, not voting for Joe Biden. Carol, concierge member. Thank you, Carol. Joe Biden does exactly what Obama tells him to do. Obama is running the country. Okay. So I know that's a common opinion on the right, but I don't hold it. The reason I don't hold it is because Barack Obama doesn't really like Joe Biden. And I have seen not a shred of evidence, none, that Barack Obama is actively involved with the Biden administration. I could be wrong, but I'm an evidence-driven guy. Tasha Sorrell Williams, East Haven, Connecticut. Bill, please discuss homelessness in America. I work for a nonprofit in Connecticut. We're struggling to find shelter for families. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I don't know what you want me to say. Most homeless people are addicted. Okay, we got to house them, but we should house them in a mandatory rehab center. So if the taxpayer is going to pay for their housing and their food, well, they got to try to get off the drugs or alcohol. Right? That's the deal. Now, there are a few, maybe 15% of people who are destitute because they get sick or something happens. Now, those people, the states have to take care of them. The safety nets have to take care of them, but not the addicted. And as you know, if you work in this area, most of these homeless are addicted. Libby Berry, Lexington, South Carolina. I thought your program yesterday, September 6th, was one of your best. I've been a premium member since the beginning. I tell my friends about you and quote you to them. If my friend is a Democrat, I walk away. Come on, Libby, that's not open-minded. I told you yesterday, you know, as long as the person is open to hearing the opposing argument or opinion, they're a Democrat, okay. If they're shut off, if they malign you, if they mock you, then you walk away. Daniel Clark, Haverhill, Massachusetts, just read your daily message regarding COVID. I truly believe the push for masks is the work up to the 24 election. So message of the day, mandatory, just get up, BillO'Reilly.com. I've got it there. You'll like it. And if you don't like it, tell me. In regards to your letter, Dan, if the Democratic Party gets behind mandatory masks and vaxes, they'll lose. Americans are fed up with that. And it's not just Republicans that are fed up with it. They don't want it. They'll lose if that's the strategy. Marie, can't wait for Killing the Witches. I can't either. Sold, I signed about 2,000 of these books over the weekend. So it's out September 26th, Tuesday. If you order in advance, you get it first. If you want signed copies, you got to get the orders in now. You know, if you want to give it for Halloween or you want to give it Christmas, I mean, I'm signing my butt off, but if I sprain my hand, I mean, I am signing so many of these suckers. Anyway, Killing the Witches, about a week before release, I'm going to tell you all about it. But it's witch hunting back then and witch hunting today. So it's a history book, no doubt. And it deals with demonic possession, too. Now, all this is wrapped up in Killing the Witches. Marie, I'm very happy, looking forward to it. And we want feedback, bill@BillO'Reilly.com. You can't give it to me now because you haven't read it, but we always want that. Okay, so we got a brand new feature for concierge and premium members. Throw it on up on the screen. It's called Shock and Awe. We did this a while back, and now we're breaking it out so that you can see my interviews on BillO'Reilly.com. The first one to mark the opening of the National Football League is with Rob Gronkowski and Joe Namath, two legends, and you'll find them very interesting. These are just for premium and concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com. We're going to have one pretty much every week or every 2 weeks. This is just another feature for you to sign up. And remember, if you sign up for concierge or premium membership, you get Killing the Witches free. So anyway, Namath and Gronkowski are there now. So you just pop on in there. And, you know, when we have a pretty good menu, you go here, you go there, you go here, you go there. And both of those guys are really fascinating interviews beyond football. Okay, Namath got battered. And Gronkowski, huge guy, as you know. I mean, we talk about that, the physical toll that the NFL takes in college football as well. So I think if you're into football at all, you'll love these interviews. If you're not, we're going to have political interviews. We've got a whole bunch of people that you haven't seen. Again, this is just for premium and concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com. If you sign up, you get a free copy of Killing the Witches or any of my other killing books. Okay, so we're going to take a very quick break because we don't like to besiege you with advertisements. And we'll be back with Vivek Ramaswamy in a moment. All right, here is the final thought. So it caught my eye that Ramaswamy, running for president on the Republican side, said to an interviewer, hey, I'm not going to duck anybody. I'm not going to dodge anybody. And I said, okay, well, let's give him a shot. So my producers and called him and staff, and they were very nice, and which is, they're all not very nice, I got to tell you. And then he's going to come on September 19th. Okay, so that's what, a Tuesday, I believe. And we're gonna, I'm going to allot some time to this. It's not going to be a debate so much. It's going to be a discussion. And it's going to be historically based discussion. Because some of the things that he is running on, I'm a little dubious about. All right, I like him and his presentation. Got a lot of energy. Young guy, seems to be sincere. Brilliant man, made it in a capitalistic system, you know, like all that. But I'm going to talk to him about the history thing, about, you know, where, how he's arrived at certain conclusions. Putin would be number one. So this is going to be a very, very interesting interview. And I'm sure Vivek knows no cupcakes out of the No Spin News. I mean, we never do that. And I think I'm the most feared interviewer in the world, based upon people who will talk to me and won't talk to me. I did get most of the people, though, you know, interestingly enough. It's not my charm because I don't really have a lot of charm, but I got Hillary Clinton to come in, Obama three times, never got Biden. And Biden admitted it to me face to face in Washington, D.C. I said, you know, I got your boss on three times. Come on, why don't you come on in? I'm not coming on the factor. He even knew with, you know, the factor. Because I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? And then, you know, and I said, I didn't say, are you afraid? I was going to, but I said, do you think there's a downside? You know, one of those. He just laughed. He just totally blew me off. He was smart not to do the interview because he couldn't. I mean, can you imagine? And that was when he was VP. That was years ago. He wasn't the swiftest knife then, okay? Now, it would be just unfair. But anyway, Ramaswamy, and I'll have a few of the others on. We invited Nikki Haley. She blew us off, just so you know. We'll give her another chance, but you don't want any part of me. And I said on WABC this morning, on Sid show, the morning number one rated morning show on WABC in New York City, that I think, you know, Miss Haley, Governor Haley, Ambassador Haley, is a little imperious, you know, a little up here. I don't think she's down with the folks, but I'd like to interview her. I think we'll give her another chance. I don't expect her to appear. I do not. Because it's like, why do I need this guy? That's the attitude. But anybody who comes in, I give props to. I absolutely give props to. So we're always looking, we're looking forward to seeing Mr. Ramaswamy here on the No Spin News. I will give him probably between 10 and 15 minutes. We'll have a good conversation, and you'll take the measure. And then down the line, we'll see how everything evolves. All right? That's fair. So thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. I got a new column Sunday. We'll post it for you. I hope you read it. And we'll see you again on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.